But we have tried to do our utmost. So I will ask you to put your link, your email or your WhatsApp on the sheet of paper if you want to get one more article. So one article was missing from your pack. Only your translators got it. And that article was a lecture given by Sister Gayatri Narayan in the first turn on Manmanabhava. Very beautiful class, and for this Didi Jayanti you all got in your pack. So that's one thing. And if you want the link for the clips, because some of you came and said that, you know, you enjoyed the clip. There was the conquest of paradise and for Brahmaputra, and you are a master, the last one we saw, and sound of silence. So if you want to get a connection to that, we will give you. So I will end up this, my part, with a little story. That little story I heard when I was still in primary school, my early days, and it is coming back to my mind. You know, there was this community of pigeons. They were living together, enjoying everything together as a community. Their leader one day, the head pigeon, told the other pigeons, "Be careful if ever you find lot of maize seeds in this place." So he located a place and told them in that place. So what happened? The other pigeon said, "Yes, yes. You know, yes, sir, we have to obey the leader when they say yes, yes." Sometimes it's just mechanical, yes, yes. So he says, yes. So it so happened that one day there were a lot of maize seeds spread everywhere in that place. And the pigeon looked at each other and they said, "Well, look, he is sitting on the tree up above the branch. He's not looking at us. I think we can start, you know, enjoying those maize seeds." And they just waited for him not to look in their direction. One, two, three, all the flock went down and started eating the maize seeds. And what happened? Suddenly a whole net was closed around them. It was the hunter's net that was set there to trap them. So Maya she's very intelligent. She's very cunning. And the end of Iron Age, she has set a big, big trap for us. And sometimes we say, yes, so we look at it and say, let us try, let us give, we have got Baba's hand on our head anyway, no? So he will protect us, come what may come, but we can't miss this, no? So what happened? The pigeons were caught up in the net, how to come out now? And the head pigeon was looking down and said, "You see, I did warn you. So now listen carefully what I'm telling you. All of you collectively, as I say, one, two, three, you start flapping your wings very wildly and with all your strength, and you will lift the net." And he did that. And the whole net flew in the sky, and they went and found a friend in the forest. What was that friend? It was the cat. Not the cat, the rat. Ate the net, and they were free. Yeah. So Baba is telling us, the message of the retreat was that I was telling you this example of synergy. So all of us, all of you who have remained up to the end of the retreat, I think you have given your share, your contribution in terms of your commitment to stay up to the end. And I think we are going out of the trap, no? Are we? Or we have already been flying? Already flying? So, if you're already flying, now the last item would be for you to set in groups. I don't know how many there are, but you can do it country-wise. Country-wise, you put up a group. According to what Sister Santosh has shared about Golden Age, we are going to have a brief commentary, meditation commentary before you start. You can group yourself. So maybe we can have maximum a group about 10. And group wise, if a country has less than 10, of course, you'll have less than 10. You put up an item on, you're going to simulate a scene. or in acting in golden age. It has to be very brief. Whether it is a glance, whether it is meeting each other with dignity, with royalty, whether it is walking, whether it is going up in the Viman, no? Whether it is picking up a fruit from the tree, whatever it is, get inspired, and in your group you are going to come up, and we will end up this session with this. This is what we have said, visualizing our dream. Our dream is to realize who am I, the potential that I have of becoming a golden aged Sun Dynasty soul is there. So I have to emerge it right now in group synergy and all come together in unity to do the acting. And then after that, we will have the gift and blessing ceremony. You will come on the stage to perform, and then after the performance, before the performance, we will have a dance, like, because it started with Man Mana Bhava. So what does Man Mana Bhava means in terms of dancing? You remember in your notebook I said this is where the dance starts. So the dance should end up flying to heaven. So then your scene will come there. Man Mana Bhava, there will be Sister Chaya who will perform a dance, Man Mana Bhava, on Baba's song. And if you want to join her in the dance, you can join her. She's very rhythmic, very divine, very pure, very dignified. That's going to be the song, and afterward there will be each group can come forward spontaneously, naturally. We don't have to say come now, and so on. Okay? Ça va? It's okay? Agreed? So let's listen to the commentary. Sister Chaya, you're somewhere here? She's in the booth. So we will have the commentary that will prepare us to create that vision. Let us visualize our dream personally and collectively. That's why it is written collective harmonization with cultural items. Very brief, okay? Thank you. We'll go for commentary now.